One evening, I visited Holmes in Baker Street. He still lived there, in the flat I had shared with him before I was married. As soon as I arrived, he showed me a letter. "Mr. Sherlock Holmes, tonight, at 7:45, you will be visited by a gentleman. He has heard about your great skill as a detective. He has also heard about your great discretion. He knows that you can be trusted with secrets. He wishes to consult you about a serious problem. The problem must be solved with great discretion. The gentleman will be wearing a mask on his face. Please do not be offended by this. Please be at home when he comes." There was no signature. "What does this strange note tell you, Watson?" Holmes asked me. I tried to be as logical as my friend. "Well, the first thing I noticed is that the writing paper is very unusual," I said, "and it must be very expensive." "You're right, Watson," said Holmes. "The writing paper is unusual. It isn't British paper. Hold it up to the light and look carefully at it." The light showed that there was a watermark in the paper, the name of a famous German papermaker, followed by a monogram. The monogram was formed by two letters twisted together, a large E and a small G. "What does the monogram stand for, Holmes?" I asked. "Does it stand for the writer's name?" "No," he replied. "It stands for Egria, a German-speaking country in Bohemia. I think that our masked visitor must be from that country, and I think that we are about to meet him." As he spoke, we heard footsteps on the stairs outside Holmes's door. A moment later, someone knocked on the door and entered the room. It was a man, a very large man, who was at least 6.5 feet tall. The top part of his face was covered with a black mask, and he was carrying a wide hat. There was fur on the collar of his coat and round the tops of his boots. Over his coat he wore a cloak fastened with a brooch made of gold with a single large jewel in the centre. The man's clothes told us that he was very rich and that he was not an Englishman. "I hope you got my note," he said. He had a strong German accent. "Yes, I got it," said Holmes. "Please sit down. This is my colleague, Dr. Watson, who helps me with my work. And what is your name, sir?" "You may call me Count von Kram," the large man said as he sat down. "I am a Bohemian aristocrat. I hope you will excuse my mask. The royal person that I represent today wishes me to be unknown to you. In fact, the name I just gave you is not really my own name." "Yes," said Holmes again, "I know that." The man paused for a moment in surprise. Then he went on. "Have you heard of the Ormstein family, Mr. Holmes?" he said. "The kings of Bohemia have always been Ormsteins. The royal person needs to consult you about a serious problem for the great Ormstein family." "Yes, I know that too," Holmes said. "And I've known since you entered the room that you are Wilhelm Sigismund von Ormstein, Duke of Kassel and King of Bohemia. If you will tell me what your problem is, Your Majesty, I will tell you if I can help you." The man jumped up and walked quickly around the room. He was obviously anxious, and he was obviously trying to make a decision. Finally, he took off his mask. "You are right," he said. "I am the king. Why should I hide it from you? But I have travelled secretly from Prague to consult you. Nobody in my country knows that I am in London. Nobody must find out that I have come here." "We will keep your secret. Now please sit down and tell us what has happened," Holmes said. The man sat down and told us his story.